It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25. We're going to begin reading with verse 41. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. The plan of salvation is presented very clearly, and also our Constitution is there. And so I'd love for you to visit that site. And if you'd like to email us, it'd be at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just fine. Now, we have come to the opportunity to read God's precious word, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the angels and for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. And then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So let's go to the Lord in prayer after reading the precious word. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity to study your precious word, to read it. Thank you. Father, just guide and lead us now through it. Bring folks to salvation. It's more than just to think about it or just to read the word. We need to recognize through reading the word and allowing the Holy Spirit to convict our hearts, show us that we're a sinner, we're lost, we're condemned, and we need to be saved. And that salvation can be found, Father, through your Son, the Lord Jesus. He went to the cross of Calvary, died there, took all of our sin upon him, and fulfilled the law completely. So everything, every jot, every tittle, everything was taken care of. And all we need to do is to recognize that we're a sinner and then accept your Son Jesus as our Savior. Say, yes, please save me. And if we do that, if we accept Jesus as our Savior, and only that, not works of any sort, not a church membership, not baptism, not anything other than just by faith to the Lord Jesus. Trust him that he will save you, and he will. So please, Father, just guide and lead us now through this study, because we're going to spend an awful lot of time talking about the place where no one needs to go, and that's to hell, and then on to everlasting fire, which is the place of torment that is everlasting. And so, Father, please guide and lead us now through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have read this scripture many times, and there's so much there that we are taking our time, because I don't want you to misunderstand in any way and thinking that there is not a literal hell. Because there is. There's a place where you will go if you die without the Lord Jesus. If you leave this life, you will go to a place called hell. And then, at the end, there's a 7 years of tribulation. There is a 1,000-year reign of Christ. At the end of that, you will be brought out of there, reunited with your decayed body, and be cast into an eternal home of fire and brimstone and gnashing of teeth, a place of fire, total darkness and yet fire. There's so much, so many scriptures to explain that, and we're going to cover some of those today. So, first of all, we ended last time with a scripture verse that we didn't have time to really discuss, and so we're going to go back to chapter 16 of the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 16, and we're going to begin with verse 19. Luke 16, 19. It may be a text, a scripture that you're very familiar with, and maybe not. And so we're going to read all the way down to verse 31 of this scripture and then visit over it a little bit before we go back to Matthew. And it kind of helps us to understand here. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence unto you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one raise from the dead. That's quite a scripture. That's quite a message. It's a message that is true, a message that needs to be studied, and we need to think on these things because, you see, the money of this rich man did not buy his entrance into heaven. And when I say into heaven, there is a place called paradise, and there's a place called hell. Now, both of those, as we look at this, we find that it is in the center of the earth, and we got scripture verses that we're going to look up in a little later. Now, until the Lord Jesus died on the cross, they were both there. One was a place of comfort and joy with Father Abraham, and the other was a place of great torment. Now, can you imagine that the rich man didn't desire a glass of water, didn't desire a glass of beer? he desired that Lazarus would just dip his fingers and touch his tongue. Just that's the level of torment that every individual faces that live the life here kind of full, so to speak, as far as the world's concerned, but they miss something so important, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you're there, and if you say, no, I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, have you ever come by faith to him? Because if you have not, if you have not recognized your sin, Lazarus did. Lazarus recognized his sin. He trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming Messiah. Jesus hadn't died yet. The coming Messiah. And he accepted that free gift of salvation. And even though he lived a most horrible life, the day he died, he went into the presence, into paradise, into Abraham's bosom. He was carried there. God cares for his own. But the rich man, on the other hand, that had all of the possessions of the world and all the luxuries of the day, he chose the world instead of listening to repentance. Now, we really get down and listening to the call of the Lord Jesus, because we really get down to it here when we find that this rich man realizes that Lazarus can't come to him. So please, please send him back to my brethren that's still alive. Because if you would do that, and again, let's read that here, verse 27, and even verse 26. It says, besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence unto you cannot, neither can they pass to us that they would come from thence. Then said he, I pray thee, therefore, Father. You see, this rich man was a Jew, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses, they have the prophets, let them hear them. You have the word of God. You have the precious word, and the precious word, when it comes to Moses, that would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The books of Moses and the prophets. We have Isaiah. We have Jeremiah. We have so many of the minor prophets. We have so many that spoke clearly of the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And especially when you get back to the books of Moses, because then you get to the book of Exodus, and the book of Exodus gave us the direction, the plans to the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is one of the most beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ and how we can come to salvation through him and by him. So there's so much there. And he said, you know, you didn't listen to them. And you see, the Word of God, when the Word of God is proclaimed, that is when the Spirit of God can touch your heart. That's the reason he made reference to them, to Moses and to the prophets. We're proclaiming the Word of God right now. What's the Holy Spirit doing with your heart? Are you listening? Are you being obedient to the Word of God? Are you listening to it? Are you responding to his call? Because if you don't, then you're going to be just like this rich man. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, if one went from the dead to them, they will repent. But he said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. You see, it's not my words, it's the Word of God. And the Word of God, when it's proclaimed, then the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes and convicts, shows us that we're a sinner and we're lost, and then introduces us to the Savior, the Lord Jesus. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So please that you will listen today. Listen today. Because there is a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And we have this beautiful story back here in Luke. So now back to Matthew. Back to Matthew. It is an unending damnation to go to hell. When a wicked man, now, and when I say wicked, I'm not talking about a murderer. I'm talking about one that rejects the mercy of God. That's a wicked man. That's a wicked person. Man, woman, if you reject the precious gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, if you have not called upon him, if you don't know the time, the actual time, you may not know it's 2:00 in the afternoon on a given day, but you know exactly the location where you trusted Jesus, because the day you meet God, you'll never forget it. Never forget it. So this rich man, this wicked man, he had a beautiful funeral. But he lifted up his eyes in hell and was in torment. That's what we find back in Luke. Jesus teaches here very clearly that the wicked person, when he dies, he immediately goes to hell, to the place of torment. Immediately. He is aware of the torment, and he will endure this torment for eternity. Now again, this isn't his eternal home, what we studied in Luke, because there will be a day of judgment, even though he is already in hell. There'll be a day of judgment, and that judgment then will condemn him to the eternal fires, the lake of fire. We find back in Luke that he sees, he feels, and he remembers. So it's so important that you accept the truth, that we preach the full truth, and that you accept it and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. I don't care what religion, I don't care where you go, I don't care. The only thing I care about is your decision to come to Jesus, because the Holy Spirit will lead you from there. All we need to do is bring you to salvation through God's precious Word. Because you see, Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." If we go back to James chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 15. "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." That's all you have to look forward to if you do not trust in Jesus. Death, eternal death in the lake of fire. Let's go all the way back here. Kind of hold your place in Matthew 25, verse 41, because we'll be right back there in just a second. But if we go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth." If you'll notice, there's no mention of hell being created there. You see, at this time there was no sin. Because there was no sin, we have no need of a place for, as we know, the devil and his angels to go, nor for sinners, those that reject the grace of God and refuse to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, will go. We are not sure at what time period that it came about. But we are sure of why it was prepared, because verse 41 tells us, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Prepared for the devil and his angels, and for those that will follow after the devil when it comes to man. Man was created in God's own image, the scripture tells us. Genesis 1:27. Turned away from there too soon. Genesis 1:27. I hope you know your Bible and where you can find the scripture verses, because it's so important to know the scripture. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. That's what chapter 1, verse 27 tells us. He created man to love. He created him to bless. You see, he loves all men, and he will bless all who will allow him to bless them. God cannot bless the unrighteous. So you see, there's the line. Those that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and walk with him, by the power of God, we have a pure, clean heart. We've been made new. Our unrighteousness is gone. Yes, we still live in the flesh, but as far as God's concerned, the only thing he sees is the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus, which took all of our sin away. So if you want to be blessed, and many people make that statement, boy, I'm sure blessed, and yet they have never come by faith to Jesus. So you see, it's a false statement. If you really want to be blessed, then come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So we find here that therefore hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, and also, sad to say, for men who turn from God's grace and live for the devil. Turn from God's grace. They do not accept that wonderful free gift of salvation that's offered to them. It's thought that probably hell was created immediately after the fall of Lucifer. Scripture says, "Depart from me," here in verse 41. So, where is hell? You know, we talked about that just a little bit. Hell, we find the bottomless pit, place with fire and brimstone. But in the Old Testament, we have the word Sheol, S-H-E-O-L. It's listed 65 times. 31 times it is referenced in our King James Bible as hell. 31 times it is recorded as grave, the grave, G-R-A-V-E. And 3 times, the pit. Now, in the New Testament, it's referred to as Hades, H-A-D-E-S. We find that 10 times, and it's spoken of as hell. And hell is the unseen state. It's also referred to the underworld, a place that the soul and the spirit of the unbeliever goes. at death and where they remain until the resurrection of the body. Now, there is a resurrection of the body of the lost. Now, we speak of the resurrection of the saved. Oh, my. You know, we know, we've read that so many times concerning the trump will sound and the dead that are in Christ, those that have died, those that are asleep, will be raised out of that grave and receive their glorified bodies, and we'll receive our glorified bodies, and we'll follow them and meet the Lord in the air, and forever will we be with the Lord. Wonderful joy and happiness. Now, the opposite comes if you reject that free gift of salvation that God gives you. If you don't accept it, if you've just accepted the doctrine of your church. Now, if the doctrine of your church is you are saved by faith and faith alone, not by what you give or how you serve or any such thing, any level of works, baptism, anything. If you believe and your church teaches that you're saved by faith and faith alone, praise the Lord. But if they have connected anything that once you have accepted Jesus, then you have to join the church and you have to stay faithful to the church, then it is not grace. It is not the free gift that our God speaks of, because it is free. Sheol nor Hades declare, that's not the place where the wicked will be eternally punished. The place of eternal punishment is Gehenna, G-E-H-E-N-N-A, the bottomless pit. That is where you will spend eternity. As we just studied back in Luke there concerning the rich man and Lazarus, we kind of explained where this seems very clear where hell is located, and that is in the center of the earth. The place of paradise, or Abraham's bosom, that was emptied out when Jesus finished the work on the cross. You see, he died and then rose again, and upon his resurrection, he emptied out that precious holding place for those that are saved. Got a couple verses of scripture here. We're just about out of time, as always, but we got through many things here. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Now, before Christ's resurrection from the dead, the devil held those. But now he holds them. The Lord Jesus holds them. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. I know I'm going very quickly, and maybe you just need to write these down so you can look them up a little bit later, and that would be just fine. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. And though death, and through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who, through the fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily I took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. And so we find in that scripture verse who held it and who holds it now. And wonderful, wonderful verses of scripture. And so we're going to look at the Ephesians and some texts in Numbers. We're going to go back to Psalms, and then we'll finish this 41st verse up. We've only gained one verse today and didn't quite finish it. What a joy it is to study the precious word. Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?